Chapter 4, The Tornado of 1977. Sam Cooke twisting the night away. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. It was May 4th, 1977. A neighborhood friend and I were playing basketball about a block away from my house. For two sixth-grade boys, the warm rain added excitement to our game. As more dark clouds began to pass overhead, the wind, too, picked up, and now the clouds looked to almost fight one another. Suddenly, the emergency sirens began to blare across the neighborhood, as if to signal the ending of our game. But this was the beginning of the storm that we would never forget. We knew we better get indoors. My friend's father told me to go home. I ran as fast as I could as the power of the streetlights went out. It was about 6:30, and by the time I got home, my dad was getting everyone downstairs in the basement. We had a ping pong table that we all got under. So the whole family was there, even my 1.5-year-old twin brothers. After nothing was happening, my dad and I went upstairs to look out the back kitchen window. In the sky, it was still light enough to see trash bags and other things starting to swirl around. This was it. We joined the rest of the family under the table and prayed. I remember the "please God" from my brave mom and that we would all be together in heaven if we didn't make it. We all huddled together as our ears split from the air pressure, but still being able to hear every single window in the house being shattered. The big picture window in the family room was the loudest. The whole experience was probably less than 3 minutes, but of course it seemed as if it would never stop. Dad and I ran upstairs through the attached garage to find everything sucked into one corner, including our 1968 Chevy. Across the street, we watched the kids and their babysitter being helped out of the living room window to safety next door. Half their roof was gone, and my friend down the street's house was by far the worst, with only one wall in the whole house still standing. It was a miracle no one was killed in that tornado. The strangest thing I ever saw was a home down the street that had a baby bed that wasn't even touched, and no walls around it were standing. I will never forget that day as long as I live. May 4th, 1977.